Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there he is. There he is. I bet you thought I was talking about the Christ child, the babe of Bethlehem. A logical conclusion, after all, it is Advent, and we are to be on watch for him. For Christ will come again in the blink of an eye. And we are waiting to celebrate Christmas, to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And the focal point of every nativity is the baby Jesus. And the answer to every Sunday school question is Jesus, but no, I am not talking about him. The shepherds? No. Not them. The wise men? No, not them. In fact, they won't even arrive on the scene until at least another year, and we'll celebrate them on Epiphany in January. But look at him. Just to the right of Jesus, that is the man. That is the man who stood behind Mary and did not divorce her. That is the man who did not resent the intrusion of the shepherds or the wise men, but rejoiced with them that the birth of the Son, whom they believed to be the long-awaited Messiah King, that is the man who was a good provider and defender. He managed lengthy trips to and from Nazareth, Bethlehem, and Egypt. That is the man who saw to it that the baby Jesus was circumcised and presented according to the Old Testament law. That is the man who was a puzzled parent when they couldn't find that almost teenager Jesus after the trip to Jerusalem for the Passover festival, for Jesus was holding theological discussions with the servants in the temple. That is the man who was a carpenter and taught his son Jesus to be a carpenter. That is the man whom Jesus calls just. That is the man. And that is the man who also just disappears, vanishes from the history books. After this, there is nothing more heard of Joseph. At no time does he appear again during the 3 public year ministry of Jesus, and the safest assumption is that he had died in the meantime. Now, his wife, Mary, however, she emerges at several important incidents in Jesus' career, including the crucifixion, for which Joseph would have certainly been present had he been alive. Simeon knew it. You see, after Simeon holds the baby Jesus and says, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight and the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentile and for glory to your people Israel." And then he looks at Mary, only Mary. He ignores Joseph and he says, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." Now, the scene, which was our reading this past Wednesday, almost acts as a prediction that Joseph would be gone. By any measure, the noble Joseph is the unsung hero of the Christmas story. And there are times in your life, there are times when you feel like the unsung hero. You're sitting in a crowded room, you know all the people well, you've worked with them for years, and yet you feel all alone. And you think, why doesn't anybody notice me? Maybe you've been single your whole life. You're always the bridesmaid, but never the bride. And you think, what's wrong with me? Why doesn't anyone ever notice me? You've volunteered and you've worked hard. You are consistent, constantly giving, but you don't receive. No one notices. And you think, why doesn't anyone notice me? There are times when we can all relate to Joseph, the unsung hero. But Joseph is that man. He is that man, and Jesus notices. He is that man that Jesus was born for. He is that man that Jesus was baptized for, put under the law. He is that man that Jesus walked on water, healed the lepers, and had compassion for. Compassion enough to suffer, die, and rise again, so that as we suffer in this world and when we die, we have sure and certain hope, confidence, and conviction that we will rise again. For through the red blood of Jesus, our sins are washed away, and we are made white like the freshly laid snow. Our sins are no more. Sure, the focal point of every nativity is Jesus. And Joseph, he's willing to stand behind that man. He's willing to stand behind Jesus and keep the focal point on Jesus. And I pray that as you celebrate Christmas this year and as you live your lives as Christians, you continue to keep the focal point on Jesus. Oh, you noticed? You looked closely, did you? Jesus isn't even in our nativity. He isn't in our creche. But come, come on Christmas Eve, and Jesus, he will be born. Amen. Now let us sing a joyful noise unto the Lord.